Hi everybody, it's George here, and I just sort of wanted to touch on an issue that was spoken of in Abu that I got to read yesterday and just had to do some thinking on before responding to. It had to do with our multimedia mind and the way in which we record things. It was from McColgan in respect to whether we have sight or not. And just for the record, I was born without my sight, so I've not lost my vision, but I've always had the same vision or lack thereof, if you want to put it that way. It comes down to light perception and shadows. And I just want to thank McColgan very much. Thanks, Mac, for your sensitivity on this. Being open or not assuming one option and sticking with it, but in showing some sensitivity towards that, I just really, really appreciate that, particularly because here in Canada, we have the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, and typically they talk about a lot of things and seminars and whatnot for people adjusting to vision loss, and now and again I get a little annoyed with that just because, strictly speaking, I don't think it applies to me. In coping without vision, yes, it would, but the loss aspect, not so much so. But just thanks so much for that. Now, where I lost my train of thought. Oh, yes, recordings of the mind. We do have them, and for the most part, if I'm listening to a recording that I might have made, I'll remember every aspect about it that my senses told me. I'll remember what it felt like walking in that area, whether it was moist, whether it was dry, the temperature, the smells, etc. And even my light perception and shadows that would have accompanied it at that time. The only thing that'll be missing, I guess, is the sight, although it's hard to... It's just a matter of recording what comes in and then playing it back. I'm trying to get this recording stopped.